forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 90 this afternoon under clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows of aloft around 63. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Wheat harvest is ongoing across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, but with the drought conditions, the outlook of the wheat harvest hasn't been too great, but with many farmers finally out in the fields looking at the quality, they say that even though it's still not great, it's maybe slightly better than what was anticipated.
It was really tough growing conditions all year, and so we're pleasantly surprised so far. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little worried, but I try to stay pretty level. We planted normal time. It was extremely dry. We had really terrible planting conditions.
It's basically a gamble. You throw seed in the ground and hope you get some rain, hope Mother Nature helps you along there.
That audio from KWCH News. They say some of the recent rains over the past month has helped for the last little bit of the growing season before the harvest, but it's also helped more so with the spring planting going into the fall crops, getting prepared for 2023. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Do you want to learn more ways your child can help in the community? Through 4-H, your child will learn parliamentary procedure, citizenship opportunities in your area, and so much more. 4-H has over 30 different projects that youth can participate and grow in. Would your child like to learn how to show their dog? Find out how to take award-winning photos? Your child will learn how to do this and a whole lot more through 4-H. To find out more, go to www.sedgwick.ksu.edu.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
A federal jury has convicted 58-year-old Stephen Bradley of Missouri for traveling to Kansas and trying to have sex with what he thought was a teenage girl. KAKE News reports that the federal jury found the individual guilty for traveling with the intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct and was arrested during the undercover operation that happened in July of 2021. According to the release from U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas, they say that Bradley was traveling from Jackson County, Missouri, to Osage County in Kansas to meet a 17-year-old girl that he had met online. In a statement from the U.S. attorney, they say, quote, while child predators have long been a threat, the Internet has greatly extended their reach to seek out victims. As these criminals scour for opportunities to prey on our young people, I applaud law enforcement officers for their proactive approach to catch these criminals and hopefully put them behind bars before a child falls victim. Bradley does face up to 30 years in prison. As the judge says, they will determine any sentence after considering sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. More money coming into the state of Nebraska after an opioid settlement with the ongoing lawsuits against the pharmacy companies of CVS and Walgreens, as the companies combined agreed to pay more than $17.3 billion in funds starting at the end of 2023 to numerous different states, with the Nebraska Attorney General's Office announcing that the state will receive just over $65 million in total. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the money will be paid over the next 15 years in the settlement. And with the money coming into the state of Nebraska specifically, 85% of that will be put into the Nebraska Opioid Recovery Fund, with 15% of that money going directly to certain cities and counties across the state. With other ongoing litigation that's included with the state of Nebraska, the company of Allergen has said that they are set to stop selling opioids for the next 10 years, with another lawsuit and agreement coming from the company of Walmart and their pharmacies to be expected to be finalized over the coming weeks. But American Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
With primary elections upcoming in August and the general election in November, recent filings in Washington County were concluded, with Ken Stetnish running for Barnes mayor, Brian Turk and Seth Wirtz for two council positions. Greenleaf has three council seats open, with Rusty Johnson, Melissa Bruna, and Cindy Eller-Holligan filed. Tim Losey is running for Hanover mayor with Don Spencer and Chuck Garber for two council seats. Inez Hollingsworth is the only filing for Hollenburg City Council, with two seats open. Marcus Daniels is running for Mahaska mayor, and with five council seats open, filings include John Wiley Kerr, Doug Lambert, Kirk Gallion, and Dale Kern Jr. Stephen Wright is the only council member filed for Morrillville, with two seats open. Bill Wilgers is running for mayor in Palmer, and Gene Stunkel, Randy Hilton, Don Heitman, Aaron Homke, and Josh Hilton are filed for five council positions. In Washington, Ryan Kern is running for mayor, with Teresa Herz, Roxanne Schottle, and Marianne Cromie filing for two open positions. For USD 108, Washington County School Board, Keely Welch is unopposed for position one, with Kelsey Bankman, Jamie Cole, Lindsay Hattisall, and Rod Stewart filing for positions three and five. Jill Hoover is unopposed for position seven. USD 223, Hanover Barnes Lynn has Darren Bott for position three, Toby Bruna position four, Kellen Tegmeyer position five, and Janelle Wohler will face Travis Heenick for position seven. Carrie Peterson and Lucinda Stunkel are running for Extension Board in Washington County. In Nemahal County for USD 113, Prairie Hill School Board, Todd Grimes will face Ross Mosteller for position 5. Leslie Scobie leaves that post, filing at-large for position 7, and will face Ann Shaughnessy. For the vacant position 4 seat, which Shanissa Bloom resigned in March, Andrea Lagos is filed. And in USD 115, Nemahal Central, Chris Anderson is challenging Owen Zinke for position 7. Again, the primary elections in August, with the general election in November. Marshall County Community Band kicked off their summer concert series last week, which continues Thursday evenings at 7 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. The events are free and open to the public, which are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets. In the case of rain, the program will be moved to the Arts Center in Marysville. Thursday evening performances will continue through mid-July. Anyone interested in participating may attend rehearsals Thursday evenings at 5:30 in the junior-senior high band room. For information, contact Director Meg Baker. The annual Pony Express Re-Ride passes through this area, arriving at the Kansas-Nebraska state line from Sacramento Thursday evening, June 16th. And coming through Marysville at the Pony Express Barn with an exchange around 1:30 a.m. Friday. The ride continues past Guitard Station and Summit en route to St. Joe. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, June 16th. In this month's box, frozen blueberries, fresh oranges, and sweet potatoes are included. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. You can sign up at the distribution. Please bring a proof of income that can be kept. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday, June 16th, 9 to 11 a.m. Again, this distribution Friday for qualified Marshall County residents only. The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, 7:30 performances at the arena. at the fairgrounds in Washington with bareback, breakaway, saddle bronc, bull riding, team roping, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. A free pork burger meal and mutton busting are featured Friday night with businessmen steer riding and a stick horse race Saturday night. Beer garden and concessions will be offered with a DJ Friday after the rodeo and Luke Christensen performing Saturday night after the rodeo at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Mary F. Long, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Joe Vogelsberg, 60, of Home, passed away Sunday. Visitation will be noon until 5 Thursday at Kinsley Mortuary. Rosary service will be held following at 7 p.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday at St. Malachi's Catholic Church. Burial to follow at St. Peter's Cemetery in Beatty. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joe Vogelsberg.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still sunny and warmer today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And showers pick up slightly over Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers are likely on Saturday, otherwise sunny and slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Showers will continue throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still a chance for some scattered showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And some rain early Sunday night, then clearing up with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Temperatures will continue to stay warmer early next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, and clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature this time of year, mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 104. Average low this time of year, 64, with the record low being 45. Sunset this evening at 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
When it comes to keeping the doctor away, bananas just might give the apple a run for its money. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 15th, the 166th day of the year. Sitcom stars Neil Patrick Harris, Helen Hunt, and Courtney Cox all share a birthday. In June of 1876, the Philadelphia Centennial Expo was in full swing, and it would be the first time most Americans had seen or tasted a banana. Wrapped in foil and selling for 10 cents each, the exotic fruit was a real curiosity. Today we know that bananas are nutritional powerhouses, reducing blood pressure, regulating blood sugar, and more. And folk medicine has long used bananas in cures for hangovers, nicotine withdrawal, insect bites, and even warts. And here's another fun fact about bananas. They don't grow on trees. The banana plant is the world's largest herb. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to Key NDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Key NDY, service of these community sponsors.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune Key NDY FM 95.5, Key NDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KeyNDYRadio.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It'll be another series loss for the Kansas City Royals, and they dropped their eighth in a row with a 5-4 loss last night to the Cincinnati Reds. Those two teams will wrap up that series tonight. It wasn't much of a Game 5 in the NHL's Stanley Cup. The Vegas Golden Knights pretty much dominated the Panthers all night long. The Golden Knights get a 9-3 win to take home the Stanley Cup. Former Kansas Jayhawk and Wichita native Grady Dick will be one of 10 prospects to join the green room in the NBA draft, which takes place next Thursday, June 22nd. Grady Dick is projected to be a top 10 pick in this year's NBA draft. Speaking of former Kansas Jayhawks, Christian Brown is one of a select few to win back-to-back championships. Brown won the national championship at KU his junior year, then declared for the NBA draft. Brown was part of the Denver Nuggets, played 24 minutes the other night. Brown also won a state championship at his high school.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit FamilyDoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
In a recent interview, Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce, who has played 10 NFL seasons and will turn 35 years old in October, says he's planning on playing the game till the wheels fall off. He said, "I love this game. I know I'm going to miss it when I'm done playing. And right now, I am with the Chiefs wanting to win football games." In 2013, the Wichita State Shocker basketball team made it to the Final Four. That team included Fred Van Vliet, who is currently in the NBA, and Ron Baker, as well as other members of the 2013 Final Four team. They will celebrate their 10-year anniversary next month. Wichita State's NIL Collective Armchair Strategies announced details Tuesday around a celebration, which is scheduled for 6 p.m. July 22nd. The reunion will feature autograph sessions, photo opportunities, auction items, and more. Tickets are available for purchase at armchairstrategies.com/Final Four Reunion. And if you want to check out some professional golf this week, the Korn Ferry Tour is underway at Crestview Country Club. First round play starts tomorrow. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Keep containers looking their best with these few techniques. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a slow-release fertilizer like Milorganite. These fertilizers release small amounts of nutrients over time. You'll eliminate the time spent mixing and applying fertilizer each week. Plus, the gradual release of nutrients promotes slow, steady growth that's more drought-tolerant and less susceptible to insects and diseases. Check soil moisture in pots daily and water thoroughly as needed. Use container drip irrigation setups and timers to automate this task. Just check to make sure wind and animals have not knocked the emitters out of the pot. Or try a low-tech option like Plant Nannies. This hollow terracotta spike uses colorful wine and soda bottles as water reservoirs. As the soil dries, the water in the bottle moves through the terracotta spike into the dry soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Drive to the small town of Pilsen, Kansas, and there's one building that dominates the skyline. It's the steeple of the town's Catholic Church, a century-plus old building that can seat a congregation of over 500, maybe even over 1,000. It's a beautiful place, but there's much more to the story. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always tune into the radio to see if I need to take shelter or where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Harriet Bina shares the story from a century-old church in the small farming town of Pilsen, Kansas.
This is his hometown. This is the church where he was actually baptized in. He was born just 7 months after this church was built.
She is speaking of Emil Capon. He was born April 20th, 1916. Perhaps the young boy was always destined to give his life to the church.
and where he sat in this church certainly could have played a role in that.
In those days, that was the cheap seats. They paid pew rent by the little marker on the side of the pew. Cheap seats were down front, and they were a very poor family, so they were sitting down front.
So the young boy was always up front, watching each service and noting the spirit of his parents, including the way his mother sang the hymns.
She sang with her whole heart and soul, and she sang loud. And the people of the community said she couldn't carry a tune in a bushel basket. But she wasn't singing for them. She was singing for our Lord. And Amel saw that at an early age.
Amel went on to become a priest and was assigned to come back here to his home parish to serve with the longtime priest who had baptized him. Harriet says they still pack large numbers of people into this church, but it was nothing like the day Father Amel Capon led his first Mass here.
You know, in this church, 650 people, we thought we were full. The day he had his first Mass in Pilsen, they had 1,200 people packed into the pews. It told me they were a whole lot narrower in that day than they are today.
There was an important reason the old priest and new priest were both sent here. They could speak the language.
He could speak Bohemian, and that's what the people wanted. Father Sklenauer could do that. That's why he stayed here so long.
But Father Capon was destined for a location on the other side of the world, and his service there is what brings people here yet today. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
It's bad enough to have a fire breakout, but if there isn't enough water to fight it, you're looking at a disaster. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Install a fire cistern for extra protection as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Everyone is worried that something will catch fire in the barn. Maybe you're close enough to town that firefighters could use the city's water supply. But what do you do if that's not an option? Ken Ouellette is the executive director of the National Fire Protection Association. He says a tanker truck usually carries 3,000 gallons of water. Fighting a typical house or barn fire requires over 150 gallons per minute. If you do the math, that only allows for 20 minutes of water. He says for a fire attack to be successful, it needs a sustained water supply. So if there isn't a central piped water supply near your property, a fire cistern is vital.
Typically, it's put underground so that it doesn't create an obstacle to people, but also can take advantage of gravity for allowing water to naturally flow into it and to fill it. One of the important things about locating a cistern is how are you going to fill it and keep it filled?
If you don't have a natural source, such as a stream or stormwater runoff for containment, then you will have to have water trucked in to fill the cistern. Ouellette says it also needs regular maintenance, at least 2 inspections per year.
Routinely, you have to inspect it to see if it's at the appropriate level. The cisterns that I've had experience with all had inspection port or manholes, so you could visually remove the cover and look in the tank to see what the level was. Monitor it to see if it's leaking, and if it is, try and repair it.
Cisterns are usually made of concrete or fiberglass. The size and gallonage is calculated by a needed fire flow for your particular situation. Be sure to check regulations with your local fire department. Learn more about fire cisterns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
24 hours of continuous country music will keep you company night and day. Great country music, plus the latest news and information. Yours from KNDY.
One day I was on a boat with friends in the middle of a lake when a sudden rainstorm quickly blew through. The wind was howling, the waves seemed huge, but we rode out the storm safely because we had an experienced sailor and we were prepared. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Your financial strategy can serve as a solid anchor to help you weather rough storms in your life. This foundation begins with a budget. A budget helps you understand your income and expenses, prioritize your spending, and will help you build an emergency fund to handle those unexpected expenses. Flexibility is also crucial. Finally, it's important to rely on your support system during times of financial stress.
Don't be afraid to ask for help or seek guidance when you need it. And remember that God is always with you as you navigate the times of uncertainty that may come your way. With a solid foundation of budgeting, flexibility, and support, you can navigate unexpected expenses and maintain your stewardship during challenging times.
Implications for the pork industry from the Supreme Court's affirmation of California's Prop 12. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
In 2018, California voters passed Proposition 12, setting standards of animal welfare for producing pork for sale in that state. The U.S. Supreme Court recently denied an appeal filed by the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation to overturn the law.
Really what the Supreme Court said is the state has a right to impose its moral beliefs on another state. We've been saying all along, this goes way beyond pork. It also goes way beyond agriculture.
That's Scott Hayes, a Monroe City, Missouri farmer and president of the National Pork Producers Council. Prop 12 dictates a larger size for sow farrowing pens than many pork facilities now use. Josh Trennery is with the Indiana Pork Producers Association.
It takes a lot of capital to make these conversions, so those farms would be interested in availing themselves of that market, but don't have access to the capital are going to be at a disadvantage.
Lee Schultz is an ag economist at Iowa State University.
If this leads to contraction in the industry, lower production, less animals, certainly that's an impact on feed demand. And so this has certainly ripple effects to allied industries.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, June the 15th. This edition of Ag News, we'll hear from Oklahoma State's Daryl Peel. He's a livestock economist. He's going to be talking about the cattle market.
You know what? These cattle markets have just been on fire the last couple of weeks, continuing to move up, you know, cash feeder cattle markets. Fed cattle set another new record here in the last week or so. You know, and the feeder cattle are not quite to record levels, but they're going to be there soon at the pace we're going. And so, you know, just across the board, we're seeing a lot of strength in these cattle markets. I think it's probably a combination of obviously the tighter numbers and all of that, but we've also had some improvement in pasture conditions, forage conditions, and that's probably adding even more strength to these lightweight calves in particular.
Will this pace continue?
Well, honestly, it's gone up so much the last couple of weeks. I don't know if we can maintain that pace, but I think it's going to certainly continue to trend up as we go forward. You know, I don't look for sort of the normal seasonal patterns to work. I mean, it depends on what size your cattle, your type of cattle you're looking at. The calves are normally going downhill in the second half of the year to a fall low. I don't think that'll happen this year. You know, feeder cattle tend to get a little bit higher through the summer anyway, but we're, you know, we're increasing at a faster pace than that. Fed cattle are normally going down to a seasonal low in late summer, Labor Day about, and then go up in the end of the year. I don't think we're going to look back this year. Again, we may not stay on this pace, but I don't think we'll pull back significantly at this point in time.
And now a check of your humidity levels around the state of Kansas. Southwest Kansas, 53%. Northwest Kansas, 45%. Central Kansas, 38% humidity. South Central Kansas, 49% humidity. And Eastern Kansas, 40% humidity.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
If you want to have good soil, take direction from the prairies. Their rich, deep soils were made by roots of perennial plants. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Of years, the roots of prairie plants have built world-renowned soils for agriculture. Our original prairies are long gone, but it's possible to rebuild what's been lost. Lisa Schulte Moore is a natural resources and ecology management professor at Iowa State University. She says for soil to thrive, it needs continuous living cover, which means abundant deep roots in the ground. It's all about the roots because they leak carbohydrates and turn nitrogen and other nutrients over in the soil.
Above ground, prairie plants have many benefits, one being that the stems are stiff and will stay standing in a pounding rain, minimizing erosion.
And I make this point just to differentiate it from some other cool seasons, say a brome grass or a tall fescue. They'll bend over in a pounding rain, and so it doesn't slow that water down. It's diverse. Hundreds of plant species as well as animal species associated with them. And the underground life is probably unquantifiable.
This doesn't mean converting every field back to prairie. Think about the areas where you're not making money and what are the options.
If we're strategic and we're smart about it and we put those perennials just where they matter most, we could get a huge amount of soil health benefit. And the benefits also could expand into the socioeconomic realm. So be beneficial in terms of farmers' pocketbooks, in terms of helping to support future generations of farmers, helping to clean up our water.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about integrating perennials at agriculture.com.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Semangus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn, 623 and a quarter. That's up 15 and a half. September corn, 566 and a half. That's up 21 and a half on this Thursday. Kansas City wheat for July, 807 three quarters. That's up 22. Kansas City wheat for September, 804. That's up 21 and three quarters. July oats, 405 and a quarter. That's up 16. September oats, 407. That's up 16 as well. Taking a look at July soybeans on this Thursday, 1426 and a half, that's up 38 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1364 and a quarter, that's up 45 and three quarters. Looking at cotton for July, 8052 is your price, that's down $1.27. October cotton, 8168, and that's down 68 cents. Live cattle for June, 177.22 and a half cents, that's down 22 and a half cents. Live cattle for August, 170, 52 and a half, that's down 45 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 233.40, that's down $2.50. And feeder cattle for September, 236.80, that's down $2.32 and a half cents. Taking a look at crude oil for July, 70.47 per barrel is your current price. That's up $2.20. August crude is up $2.21 at 70.67. Gold on this Thursday, looking like this, June gold, $1,952.70. That's down $2.60. Gold for August, $1,970.30. That's up $1.40. Silver for July, $23.93. That's down 17 and a half cents. Silver for September, $24.14. That's down 18 cents. Right now, the Dow is up 347. S&P up 31. NASDAQ up 82.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. One of the most popular animals to hunt in Kansas is the deer. Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses what feed is needed to help deer grow, the price of feeding deer, and the diseases that can become concentrated around feeders. These are all factors hunters need to know when preparing their feeders for deer season. Many hunters focus on protein when selecting feeds to maximize growth.
If we think about the nutritional needs of deer, specifically, protein is one of the things that many hunters focus on a lot when they're thinking about providing nutrition to deer, and that's because protein is one of the things that's important for antler growth and development. And if we look at the nutritional demands for protein of white-tailed deer, basically what we're looking at is the peak during the summertime when those antlers are growing from April to August, they're going to need about 16% crude protein in their diet. And that is what a lot of the feeds focus on, is providing protein.
Ricketts shares the cost of deer feeds that focus on protein.
So if we look at the cost of providing protein, just as one measure of the cost of feeding wildlife, if we look at the cost of just prescribed fire alone in hardwood forest, that cost is about 2 cents per pound of forage. And if we break that down into cost per pound of protein, it's about 9 cents per pound of protein. Food plots are a little more expensive in terms of producing protein at about 4 cents per pound of forage and 13 cents per pound of protein. And this is averaged across 10 years. And protein feed costs about 50 cents per pound of forage and about $2.50 per pound of protein.
Chronic wasting disease is a concern for Kansas deer, and Ricketts explains how feeders are contributing to the spread of the disease.
So we have chronic wasting disease that's been detected in at least 54 counties in Kansas. It's caused by a misfolded protein, and because it's a weird protein, it's really hard to kill. It can last in the environment a long time. There's 10 times more of these infectious prions in saliva than any other body fluid that deer have in them. So if we are artificially concentrating saliva on the landscape, then we're potentially concentrating those prions on the landscape as well. And if other deer are coming and eating in those spots too, then we're potentially creating hot spots for disease transmission. There are concentrations of deer saliva on the landscape naturally. Licking branches are an example. Feeders are something we have control over.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with how feeders can positively and negatively impact the Kansas deer population. For more information, visit wildlife.onlinelibrary.wiley.com. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Washington County Rodeo celebrates 50 years, so come join them June 16th and 17th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 p.m. Rodeo gets underway at 7:30 each night, with cowboys and cowgirls competing in different rodeo events, including ranch bronc riding. Enjoy the beer garden, dancing, music, and vendor fair. Plus, business deer wrestling on Saturday night and mutton busting for 3 to 7-year-olds both nights. Get details on the Washington County Rodeo Kansas Facebook page.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure Hank done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.